Welcome to the Ask Dr. Turner Radio Ministry broadcast. Prepare to be enlightened and empowered. Without further delay, here's your host, Dr. Turner.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We are excited to be here again today with you. Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord is here, and we're looking forward to this broadcast. Amen. But we're already feeling like it's not going to be enough because it's such a weighty topic, but we're going to do what the Lord has called us to do concerning it. Amen. And
Amen.
It's even as many times as the Lord will allow us to deal with this topic. Amen. We want to talk about marriage, and we want to pray for marriages today. Amen.
Yes.
Because
Amen.
It's such an important topic, and it's one of the questions that I've received several times on my email. Amen. About marriages. I want to read the question that came across, and we also last week had one of our prayer court questions, call-in questions to be praying for marriage. Amen?
Amen.
And what do you know right downstairs they're having a play at this time, a stage play called Divorce in Us. Amen?
Yes.
So we just thank God that we want to deal with what we need to deal with, amen, as efficiently as we can by the Spirit of the Lord. We want to talk about the importance of marriage and that it is an institution of God. Amen.
Yes, yes.
And how marriage is very, very close to the heart of God. Amen.
Amen.
So we have a married couple here because several of us in here today just happen to be single. But we do have a married couple.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. They're still, as a matter of fact,
Amen.
They're not newlyweds, but they're always on their honeymoon.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
Amen.
That's good.
So we bless them.
Oh,
Amen.
Sorry,
and we love them so dearly. They're
Amen.
Going to be very candid with you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Concerning marriage. But let me read the question that was posed to me without giving too much information so that no one would really know. Hello, Dr. Turner, and this is by email, which is askdrturner8@gmail.com. You can email me anytime. Of course, you can visit our website at www.askdrturner.org anytime or call us now for questions. 904, and even for prayer, 831-1079. She goes, hello, Dr. Turner. I heard your broadcast on 107.9, and it was wonderful. I'm emailing you because I'm having marital problems. We've been separated for several years, but have recently been trying to work things out.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that he has trust issues and maybe anger issues. He's never hit me, but seems to always be uptight and yelling or mad. I love him and wish that our marriage could work, but I don't think that I can take much more. I've told him this, and we're back in contact, but we have several issues. Amen. The Cheneys are here. Amen. I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves and just deal with that question. Call us once again. For prayer for your marriage. Amen.
Amen.
Or for anything
Amen.
Else. 904-831-1079. Go ahead.
Amen. America's Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant
Amen.
Fellowship.
Amen.
Co-pastor of Soul and Harvest Family Worship Ministries.
Amen. Dr. Clarice Cheney, pastor of Soul Harvest. Amen.
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 Go ahead.
Praise God.
Well, let me say this here. The scripture says, let's go to the word. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, 21.
Yes.
It says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Then it talks about wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Yes.
Once when a woman, and then we're going to talk about the man very quickly, is that when you're submitted, if you're hearing this, if you're submitted to to God's order, then you bring God amen, in your marriage because you're submitted to him.
Amen.
And
amen.
Then the scripture says, concerning by the husband, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
Yes.
When it comes down to communicating, you're doing something very good right now. You're communicating with one another.
Yes.
With those issues, the Bible says that the husband is sanctified by the wife and the wife is sanctified by the husband. That means you cover one another. When it's dealing with those issues, I don't know whether or not if he's saved or not. And that's, you know, if he's not, then he has to submit himself upon a therapeutic, and I would say this therapeutic, you know, where that he'll be able to bring his temper under subjection.
Yes.
If it's a spiritual situation, then you have to pray. Because I see that more or less is involving him, as you begin to say that he has the temper.
Yes.
So if he has a temper, he can literally reach out. And I'm not saying that it could come to that. But at the same token, if you have a temper, you know, in any moment you can explode. I'm just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
And see, and so what you want to do is that if that person is willing, or even if they know that they have a temper, they have to begin to address that within themselves. I would say that person come up under therapeutic training for a psychiatrist or a marital counselor, or either if you have a pastor, then you be submitted unto your pastor.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Now I'm coming. Very good, baby. 1 Peter 3:1-5 say, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband, mm-hmm. that if any obey not the word, they also may without the words be won by the conversation of the wise. Praise God. Now I would say with dealing with that temper, I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna take turning over the plate and fasting, mm-hmm. and praying.
Yes.
Amen. Watch how you respond to him. Your
yes.
conversation,
yes.
the way you That's respond, what cause him to think about it. Look at my wife. She's so loving, fixing my food, just loving on me. And I'm just going all, you know, in with her like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll find it with your praying, with your fasting. I always say anoint the pillow at night. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And just have such a... Because you want it to work out so much. Lord, give me that love, that agape love, that Christ-like love, that unconditional love. Because it goes deeper than you, than the wife. It's something that took place way before her.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So that's where you have to go pat and get the praying. And if something might have came from the dead, might have had a bad temper, could be something... That's something spiritual. I definitely believe it's spiritual.
Amen.
But when you go in, you get the fasting for him. I'm going to fast for my husband today.
Yes,
I'm going to fast.
Yes,
hey, Lord,
good.
Fast for me so Amen. I can be able to deal with him. Amen.
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 God will give you that type of spirit where, amen, you'll love him. So even when I'm doing all that, you'll have such a love that, you know, I know, God, you're going to change. I know, God, you're going to fix him, because you say in your word. My conversation, the way I act, the way I treat, but I ain't got to go yell and get like that because he angry.
That's
you
right.
Stay calm.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
and
amen.
Pray
amen.
Fast. How bad do you want it?
That's it. That's
amen.
Real good.
Pray and
that
fast. Amen.
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 Exactly
amen.
What I was going
amen.
To say. You got to be invested enough and committed
yes.
enough
yes.
to your marriage to pray and fast.
Amen.
And stay the course. It's so easily to
Come
easy
on
to say. Let's divorce.
Yes.
Or let's throw it away.
Yeah.
But you need to understand one thing, that even when you go to the next person, there'll still yet be issues.
Come
yes.
on now.
And
yes.
the grass is not always greener. It's
on
grass
the
is not greener on the
right.
other side.
That's right.
And that's what has to really be understood about this. And this is the thing. You have to understand that the favor of God is upon marriage.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There are all kinds of instances and inferences as far as the Bible and Scripture is concerned, concerning marriage.
Yes.
Things that directly
Glory.
Pertain to you sticking in the marriage, even when the enemy has come up against it.
Yes.
Amen. It's an institution, marriage is, that
yes.
God has ordained.
Amen.
Amen.
I love
All the
it.
Way from the beginning of time, Genesis 2:24, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
One flesh.
Yes.
Amen. And we know that if Scripture is dealing with marriage in such an important
yes.
manner, that we need to consider it important before God. Amen?
Amen?
And I think that sometimes we get just a little bit out of place when we think that marriage has to do with pieces of paper and going downtown.
Come on,
yes,
that.
But it's greater than that.
Yes.
This is something that you have committed yourself to in the sight of God.
Yes.
Who sees all and knows all.
Yes.
Amen. And we should not, and a part of the marriage vow said, and this should not be entered into lightly. Yes, come on
yes,
now.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that we miss that, people of God. Give us a call, 904-831-1079. You're listening to Pure in Heart Ministries, located here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're here every Saturday, 6:30 to 7 on 107.9. Amen. Give us a call. We'll pray with you. Amen. Concerning marriage. Pastor D.
Amen. I was just sitting here thinking about Smith Wigglesworth.
Yes.
And him and his
yes.
wife.
Yes.
And how he was with his wife. This is part of the thing story that he tells in his book.
Yes.
And how he would mistreat his wife.
Yeah, okay.
And even when she would go out to church one night, she went out to church one night and he locked the door on her.
Mm.
And she ended up having to sleep outside yes. of the door.
Yes.
But he said when he unlocked the door, she asked him, "What would you like for breakfast?" And he said that's something that changed his heart.
He knew that towards, was God.
He knew that she was of God.
That's it.
And she knew that. And so, you know, when you was talking about your attitude, our attitude, a lot of times we like to say, change him, change her.
Oh,
but what about
God?
God, change me.
Yes.
So when
yes.
you the change begins in me,
glory
then that's
to
gonna
God.
Help the change in your partner,
yes.
your husband
right.
or your wife.
Oh, bless
that
you,
is
Lord.
Awesome.
It is so true. Amen. I think that that story, that everyone need to read that as far as their marriage
yes.
is concerned.
Awesome.
I
yes.
think everyone needs to read the Smith Wigglesworth story. Because I do believe that your situation will not be as bad, and some may be, amen. But she really endured with him, and he became one of the great. You talk
yes.
about a general.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He became one of the most awesome, revered men of God, full of the Holy Ghost,
yes.
and with signs
yes.
and wonders following.
Hallelujah.
Powerful men of God. And just think about it. Has she not stuck and stayed?
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Knowing that God was
Ooh.
Doing something on
Glory.
The inside.
Yes. Glory.
Even though he was testing Ooh. The very Holy
Glory.
Ghost.
Come
Glory.
On.
On the inside.
My God.
By the things that he did on purpose.
Yes.
He did these things to torment her because of the spirits that were in him. He did them on purpose.
That's yes.
good.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
He was
awesome.
Testing her God.
Yes.
To
yeah.
see if he was really a God of love. If he was really who he said he was. Amen. And he found out through her life that God was really
real.
Who
yes.
he said he was.
Yes.
And that he was real. And that alone made him give his life to the Father.
Yes.
That is
and
awesome.
Begin to allow God to just use him to no end.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Lord.
So
Amen.
We look at the turnaround of things and how things can be for the glory of God. But we just don't want to go through nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We don't want our flesh beat into subjection. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We can endure some things and put up with some things. Rather it be the man or the woman. Amen. We have to seek God. Amen.
Yes.
And find out what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in all of our matters,
Hallelujah.
Especially in marriage. Give us a call, 904-831-1079. Amen. The Smith Wigglesworth story. Please look that up. That's going to bless you. It's going to bless your marriage. I'm sure it will. Amen. Apostles, go ahead.
Amen.
You know, when it comes down, marriage is covenant.
Yes.
Amen.
And you enter into a covenant, a pact, a blood covenant with your
Glory
spouse.
Glory to God.
You become one, not twain, not two, but one.
Yes.
One thing I can say.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. We have a caller coming in. We're going to take the call.
Amen.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
I'm calling for prayer.
Amen. Is it prayer concerning your marriage or just prayer?
Prayer concerning my marriage.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, prophet. Pray for her.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our sister, Lord. We declare and decree.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that you straighten every situation, Lord. Cause communication. Lord,
yes, Lord.
Let them understand one another, Father,
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, for strengthening the bonds
yes,
of matrimony,
in
Father.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless
you,
you so much. Amen.
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 Amen. Go ahead, Apostle. Finish.
And what we fail to understand is that The Bible says that where there's unity, he commands the blessing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so when the husband and wife, when you begin to fight and bicker, then what you do within the confines of the marriage, you halt the blessings
yes,
of God.
Yes.
Because the blessings would be hindered mm-hmm. when you do not come together as one. Now, I would say that this is something, amen, I may be giving, amen, this away. You men and you real divine Holy Ghost brothers, praise God, as that you can argue, amen, but when that woman, amen, come, amen, and say something sweet to you, if you're a real man, it'll cause you to humble like a little puppy. I'm trying to tell you, because she'll stir, because you can't fuss at your wife, you know, if you like a bulldog. I said, well, baby, you want something to eat?
Yeah.
And look how it changed Miss Wigglesworth. So, yes. See, a man has this thing about being respected.
Yeah.
Even mm-hmm. as so much, he can't go beyond that.
Yeah.
And it becomes something else. But when she humbled herself and she said, well, baby, you know, dude, come on in here, then it'll humble him. Amen. That's free of charge, everybody. Yeah. But that's real. But that's real. That's real. That causes a man to humble.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
I like this scripture right here. 1 Corinthians 7:1-40. It says, now concerning the things, I apologize, 1 Corinthians the 13th chapter, 4-7, charity suffers long.
That's it.
And it's kind. Charity envies not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Amen.
Yes.
I
yes.
can truly say that in the marriage, it's got to be real love. Yes. Amen. And sometimes we fail as a wife to tell our husband we love him. And sometimes a man just needs to hear you say, I love you. Amen. Because they don't
Amen.
Hear
Amen.
It Amen. As much Amen. As we probably hear in growing
That's
up.
That's good.
So as a wife, sometimes I say, baby, I don't always tell you I love you. I love you. And just say it out the blue. Amen. And you'll Amen. See him just, my husband just be smiling just to me. Because I say, I apologize, but I don't tell you I love you enough. Amen.
Yes.
And that's important.
Yes.
Somebody Amen. Just Amen. Need to know, do you
yes.
love me?
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And I find myself, like, over the years in our marriage, I wrote a journal. He don't know nothing about this journal.
Uh-huh.
And some of the things that we deal with and I want God to do in the marriage,
yes.
I write it down.
Yeah.
And when he does, I say, thank you, Jesus. I check that off.
Yeah.
And I go and write something else.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Lord, I want, see, me and my husband, we go more on dates, you know, because sometimes
right.
we do
right.
ministry so much,
yes.
we don't get a chance
yes.
to spend Amen. Our time together.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
You know
Amen.
And then we go, it'd be exciting.
Yes.
You know, we want to go away, take a trip. I said, I want us to go here next year.
Amen.
And I'll write it down, you
Amen.
Know?
Amen. That's
Amen.
Important.
That's
Amen.
Important to
Amen.
Spend time together. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Always, Amen. Always go back and read what Dr. Yes. Cheney, Clarice Cheney, just read, 1 Corinthians 13,
Amen.
Chapter
yes.
4-8, because that
yes.
is that word on love.
Yeah.
Amen. It teaches us what real love is. Amen. And to some of us, it's just fleeting. It just doesn't seem to make sense. It just doesn't, because it seems like it is just allowing so much. But love works by humility.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. It
yes.
works by humility. And I think about the scripture that says, when a man finds a wife.
Yes.
He
yes.
finds a good thing and obtains favor with God.
Oh, Lord, yes.
There's a level of favor that only comes from God.
Mm.
Come on.
That's upon a man who has found the wife
yes.
that God has for him. Then that favor comes and all kinds of things can open up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I just
Amen.
Believe
Amen.
That. Amen.
Amen.
And what kind of favor is it? And it's a good thing to have favor with man.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
But when you have favor
yes.
with God.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Nothing can beat
Hallelujah.
Favor with God.
Glory.
Amen. So
Glory.
We want to just encourage you in your marriage today. Amen. To stick and stay. It's worth it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Commit your marriage unto God.
Yes. Yes.
And he will work it out. He will work it out. He will set it before you and begin
yes.
to reveal unto you the truth of it all
yes.
and allow you
yes.
to see deeper than you see with your natural flesh.
Yes. Come on,
yes.
come on, come on, come
and
on.
That's what we need to see beyond
yes.
our natural flesh. Mm. Smith Wigglesworth's wife had to see
mm.
beyond her natural fleshly eye.
Yes. Amen.
Because I don't know how many of us would have been at that door.
Come on.
After sleeping on the
no.
porch.
She sure has some.
No.
Saying,
not
say what you want for breakfast.
He gave us grapes. You don't operate like that.
Glory
yeah.
to God.
Yeah.
Now that's the truth anyhow. I don't know how many of us, but it was a God thing. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost does in us and through us what we can't do.
Yes.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. You know, it's no pressure on you because it's not within you to behave like that.
Glory. Yes,
yes. Hallelujah. Glory. The natural man. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm about mad now for having to sleep on that part. I'm mad.
Yeah.
And somebody got to pay.
Yeah.
Somebody got to give an answer. Mm. Amen. So, you know, God, we put him in the middle of these things, 904-831-1079. Amen. I know I would have been thinking of what moves I'm about. Am I going to karate chop him in his
front? Can I say something?
What? Amen. But the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
We need you.
Amen. We're going to take this call and then the apostles coming with what he has to come with. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, caller.
I was calling for direction and guidance on whether or not I should stay in my marriage.
Hallelujah. Mm. Apostle Cheney, please.
Well, it's something that if you was listening, Apostle Turner said, and I say this all the time, do you see yourself in the future spiritually with your mate? One of the reasons sometimes we get into trouble because we have not initially asked the Father or prayed concerning our mate before we got married.
Amen.
See, if you prayed initially, that's your husband. If you prayed and say, Lord, should I marry him? Now, you have to understand the vow that you've made, God upholds it. Yes. And so then he blesses no matter what now. Okay, so at the same time, you have to humble yourself before the Father. Listen what the Word of God says. When you submit to God and submit to your husband. Now, if he's not your husband, and I would say this here, because a lot of us, we marry for the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so then God, what I tell a lot of people, don't you get out of it. Only time you get out of it, if they're messing around, if he's messing around, or to the fact he's putting his hands on you. Okay, that's abuse. But if he's not, then you submit yourself to God. Just like Dr. Cheney said, my wife said earlier, submit yourself to God. Pray, for the husband is sanctified by the wife,
yes.
And the wife is sanctified by the husband. Yes. And you go in peace, and we love you. We pray for your marriage.
Amen.
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 God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Love is a verb and not a noun.
Amen. That's very good, Prophet. Love is a verb and not a noun. It's an action word. Amen. We're going to, at the very end, pray for marriages. Amen. We want you to know that you are listening to the Ask Dr. Turner Show here on 107.9. We air every Saturday, 6:30 to 7 p.m., and we are directly under Pure in Heart Ministries, which is located here in Jacksonville, Florida. Call us now at 904-831-1079. Email us anytime at askdrturner8@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.askdrturner.org. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Devin,
I'm ahead. Just sitting here and just hearing the Lord saying is that sometimes you're going to have to keep people out of your marriage.
Yes.
You're going to people that don't have the answer for your marriage, and God is saying that you're going to have to leave mother out.
Yes.
You're going to have to leave father out.
Yes.
You're going to have to leave children out.
Yes.
And God says there are things that's going to have to be worked out between you and your husband, or you and your wife.
Yes.
He
yes.
says, and allow the Holy Ghost to Amen. Do the work that needs to be done.
Yes. Glory Amen. To God. That's Hallelujah. Good. And I just want you to understand that if you put it in God's hand, mm-hmm. there is no way that he will deny you an answer. God yes, will give you an answer one way or the other.
Yes, he will.
And I know that to be true. Amen. He will give you an answer one way or the other.
Will.
And you need to understand, when you trust him with a matter, when you trust him with a thing, when you put it before the Lord, you fasting and you're praying and you're standing there for your answer, God's going to give it to you.
Amen.
Amen. God's going to give. You can trust and believe that God will give you your answer. Amen. I bless the Lord for this segment. Amen. And I just feel like it's just not enough. I know it isn't. Amen. Because the enemy truly desires to batter and come up against marriages.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But we stand in the gap for you because Hallelujah. We believe as people of God that marriage is honorable in the sight of the Lord. We believe as people of God That not only does God honor marriage, but that he blesses it. So we're going to go into prayer right now at this time. Amen. And Father, we just lift up the marriages right now, not only in Duval County and surrounding counties, but all over the world, God. We lift them before you, God. And we thank you, oh God, that we give you glory, oh God, in that you will move on their behalf. We lift them before you. Oh God, we stand in the gap, God. We make intercession right now on behalf of marriages, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that the Holy Ghost and even the angels of the Lord began to intervene in such a way that they know it was only by your hand, oh God. You have called us to this work, oh God. And we mean to stand in place, oh God, and lift these matters up before you, oh God, knowing that you will move by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now. Give you praise and glory, oh God, for marriages and great turnaround. We prophesy it right now. We speak it into existence, oh God. We call those things that are not as though they already were right now. Marriages come forth and be glorified in God. In Jesus' name, we bless you now. Give you praise. Oh God, we thank you. You can visit us at 8672 Lim Turner Road, 12 noon. Amen. On tomorrow. 8672 Lim Turner Road, 12 noon tomorrow. We have a caller. One last caller. Come on, caller. Amen. Let us help you. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, my mom was just calling in for prayers. Kind of feeling down in my spirit today.
Okay. Go ahead.
Right now, Lord Father, we thank you for your spirit ministering to this young man. Touch him right now, Lord Father. Encourage him. The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. So encourage yourself into who Lord is. Remind yourself, your soul and your spirit, who God is. Tell God about your problem. No, you tell your problem about God.
Yes.
Amen. You go in peace.
Amen. Amen. God bless you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We bless you. Amen. Again, visit us. 8672 Lim Turner Road, 12 noon on tomorrow. We will be excited to have you. We will pray with you. Amen. Stand in the gap for you. Amen. And do whatever the Lord is requiring of us regarding you and your soul. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Go in peace.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast, a ministry of Pure in Heart Ministries. To learn more or to submit your questions to Dr. Turner, email askdrturner8@gmail.com or visit askdrturner.org.
We look forward to having you join us again next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.